A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
When the days for Jesus being taken up were fulfilled, he resolutely determined to journey to Jerusalem, and he sent messengers ahead of him. On the way, they entered a Samaritan village to prepare for his reception there, but they would not welcome him because the destination of his journey was Jerusalem. When the disciples James and John saw this, they asked, "Lord, do you want us to call down fire from heaven to consume them?" Jesus turned and rebuked them, and they journeyed to another village. As they were proceeding on their journey, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus answered him, "Foxes have dens and birds of the sky have nets, but the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head." And to another he said, "Follow me." But he replied, "Lord, let me go first and bury my father." But he answered him, "Let the dead bury their dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God." And another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me say farewell to my family at home." To him Jesus said, "No one who sets a hand to the plow and looks to what was left behind is fit for the kingdom of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Alleluia.
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 So, the readings we have today, they all talk about calling, God calling human beings to share in his mission. In the first reading, we have the vocation of the prophet Elisha, who comes to help prophet Elijah, who is getting old, and will say maybe he needs to resign from his office. And God provides another one to come and continue the mission. In our second reading, St. Paul reminds us that we are free people. We are free sons and daughters of God. And freedom does not mean we do what we want to do. It's like some who come to Mass and they want to hear what they want to hear and not to hear what they need to hear. And the freedom we are given is that we are free from sin. That's the freedom Jesus Christ brought us. And the freedom at the end, after being saved, after being freed from sins, and then we'll become free to love. Free to love God, free to love our neighbors, free to love whoever we meet on our way. And of course, at the end, those who are freed, they listen to the guidance of the Holy Spirit. We don't listen to the inclinations of the flesh, but we listen rather to the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And in our gospel, we see the determination of Jesus Christ going to Jerusalem and knowing what will happen to him in Jerusalem, but the gospel says that he was determined to go, to journey to Jerusalem. And on the way to Jerusalem, we see the village of Samaria did not welcome him. And as a reaction, the disciple James and John, maybe they were mad because they thought that Jesus Christ will be respected by everybody. And sometimes it also happens to us. When we think that become a priest, everyone will respect you, it's not automatic. Or everyone will listen to you. Or in becoming a Christian, will make us escape from some challenges of life, or not, maybe we'll have kind of favors from God or some kind of advantages from the church. And that's why we should always question our intention of following Jesus Christ. Why are we following Jesus Christ? And he rebuked James and John because they said, Lord, do you want us to call from heaven fire to consume them? And again, there are also some people who think like that, seeing what is going on in the society or in the church. They ask, why can't God send fire and come and destroy the universe and create anew so that we don't have evil people? But remember that God created everything, and at the end, he saw that everything he created was good. That's what we read from the book of Genesis, that everything God created was good. So the evil in the society is not the problem of God. The evil in our society is the human being himself, the human being himself. And towards the end of the gospel, we see these people, they express their wish to become followers of Jesus Christ. But everyone, they have to learn how to detach themselves from their old way of living, and so to become free, to embrace the new life Jesus Christ will give to them. And so the first said, Lord, I will come, I will follow you wherever you go. And Jesus has an answer to him. The second asked, Lord, let me go first and bury my father. And Jesus has an answer to him. And the last one says, let me go and say bye to my family. And Jesus has an answer to him. And so, when I read this gospel, I don't mean that only this part concerns me, but we are all of us concerned by the Bible because the message is addressed to us. The third one who asked to go to say bye to his family before he will join Jesus Christ is the time when I was preparing to come here. After I got my visa, then I was planning to first to go to my family because I was just living like maybe 25 or 30 miles from my family. So I said, well, okay, now since I've done the mass for the people this coming week, I will go on Monday to go to my family, spend like 5 or 1 week together. And then from there I'll be ready to go to the new mission. So the same evening, after I called my father, tell him I was coming the next day, and then I received another call from the superior. He told me, your ticket is ready. You come. They bought the ticket even if they're telling me. Said, your ticket is ready. You come, you'll have the flight on January 16. And it was January, I think, 7. So I have to call back my family. So I'm not coming anymore. Maybe we'll talk on the phone. I'll pray for you. That's it. And it was the end of the story. So I changed. There was no time for me to go to the family, because if I did not, maybe if I went, I could have missed my flight to come here. And you know that I came, and after like 1 month, it was the lockdown because of the pandemic. So in everything, we have to remain focused. We worry about many things in life, but some of them, they are not really necessary. They are not really necessary for us. The call is coming from God, calling everyone by name. And how do we answer? We may answer and then say, but give me 1 minute, I'll go and talk to, maybe I want to go and say bye-bye to my family. I want to go and do accounting. And then after I finish, then I will come. We have always excuses not to say yes and follow the Lord faithfully. So Jesus Christ is again calling everyone to become part of his mission. And we can say that God needs you in order to reach to your brother or your sister. He needs our participation, even though it's an all-powerful God, but he needs you. He needs me. He needs everyone here to participate in that mission. Are we doing that mission? Of course, the mission says, Jesus said, but you go and proclaim the good news, proclaim the kingdom of God by our words and also by our actions. It's not only about going out, but it's also about preaching wherever we are. The father can preach in the family, the mother can preach in the family, children, they also preach in the family. We have one vocation, and that vocation is the call to holiness. All of us, we have that vocation to become holy. Whether priest or not, that's our first vocation. So in order to respond faithfully to that vocation, then we have vocations, many, many of them. Some of us are called to be priests, others to become religious brothers or sisters, others still to serve the Lord in celibacy. They are not married and they are not priests. They are just living as single persons, but dedicated to the work of the Lord, dedicated to the common good of the community. And others, like most of you, are called to become fathers in the families, others mothers in the family. How are we doing that mission? Are we really proclaiming the good news of the Lord? Because all of us, we share in the same mission of Jesus Christ, prophet, king, and priest. So my dear brothers and sisters, let us be sincere in our response to God. I may say yes, and then I expect some favors. The one who calls is God. And that's why our antiphon to the gospel says, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. You have the words of everlasting life. I don't know how strong is our degree of listening. Alleluia.
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 The question is, how strong is our degree of listening? How strong? Are you listening faithfully? Yes. Because why am I asking that one? If you go to in some parts of Africa, before the first reading, before the first reading and the second reading, after the lectors announced a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Galatians, and then the people, they will respond, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. To all the readings, that's how they do. If when we go there, you don't be surprised, because after I will announce, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. And that's what we always need to do, to ask, to follow that voice, to listen to that voice who is always calling me to a mission, who is calling me always to detach myself from the old way of living, and so to become free, to embrace the new way. It's like someone who is married. Once you get married, you don't behave as if you were a single anymore. No. Is that right? Those who are married? Yes or no? And once you become a grandma, you don't behave like a girl. No, because we have already a new mission. So all of us, we have to detach ourselves, not only from material things, like money. As I said last time, that we follow Jesus Christ on the way, and then we see beautiful flowers on the way, and some they get distracted. Yes, you see flowers. Those flowers may be the man on the way. for the women, or the women for the men on the way. For others, it's maybe the money on the way. Even though the master is there in front, we are following him, all of us. And then you look around, you see money, you look around, you see beautiful girls, and then you get distracted by that, and you lose your focus. That's why we need to remain focused in our vocation, and that vocation is the journey to holiness. So I can see some are getting tired. I'm about to finish. We'll finish with a song so that you can become alive again to continue until the end. I don't know if they know it. I've decided to follow Jesus Christ. Lucio, I'm not good at music, so that's why I need help. Does anyone know the song, "I've Decided to Follow Jesus Christ"? Yes. Yes, just said the song. "I have decided to follow Jesus Christ." I know it, but I'm not good at the musical notes. That's why I'm asking. You know it, I know. Once I'll start, and then you remember that song. Okay. "I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back." Once more. "I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back." Let's stand and profess our faith.